Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Bond. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Turk Farrell. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Turk Farrell. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Casco reaches second base with a double. Gentile goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Astros. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell throws the ball into Alley, who tags Wynn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Clemente moves to third. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Clendenon reaches third base with a triple. Clemente scores. Stargell scores. It's 3-2, Astros. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clendenon tags and scores. One out. It's Astros, 3, Pirates, 3. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards third. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pagliarani for a passed ball. Morgan moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Astros. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Casco strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenon. The throw from Brand and he is safe. Clendenon steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Mota pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing center field. Frank Carpen now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-3 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Bob Lilis pinch hits for Jim Gentile. Don Schwall now pitching. Bob Lilis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lilis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. There goes Bond trying to get to second. Clemente throws the ball into Ali, who tags Bond for the out. One out. It's 5-3, Astros. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Casco strikes out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lilis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Astros. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brand moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pagliarani for a passed ball. Brand scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Astros. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. LeMay now playing left field. Walt Bond now playing first base. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Pirates 3. The Astros will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mota, who is chasing the ball. Wynn reaches third base with a triple. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-4 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 8-3, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aspromonte moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Staub strikes out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mota, who is chasing the ball. Bond reaches third base with a triple. Aspromonte scores. It's 9-3, Astros. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Casco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski moves to second. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mota hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. Alley moves to second. It's 9-4, Astros. Ron Taylor now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alley scores. Mota moves to second. It's 9-5, Astros. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Roy Face. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mota scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 9-6, Astros. Jose Pagan pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Bob Bruce now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente is hit by the pitch. Bailey moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Danny Coombs now pitching. Andre Rogers pinch hits for Willie Stargell. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Pagan scores. Clemente moves to third. It's 9-8, Astros. Jim Owens now pitching. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Clendenon hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente tags and scores. Two outs. It's Astros, 9, Pirates, 9. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Pirates 9. The Astros will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing third base. Bob Bailey now playing left field. Al McBean now pitching. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Jim Owens. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Pirates 9. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Cuellar now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 4 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Alley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mota strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Pirates 9. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Pirates 9. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al McBean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McBean moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Clemente is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McBean scores. Clemente moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Houston Astros, 9. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.